Nearly a million Floridians who've done their time for a felony are still not able to vote. That's despite a 20 to 18 ballot measure that promised to restore voting rights. NPR's Ashley Lopez explains why that is and why the issue won't likely be resolved anytime soon.
The reason a lot of these folks don't have their voting rights back stems from rules Republicans added after that 2018 ballot measure passed. They required that returning citizens pay all the fees and fines associated with their sentence before they can vote again. But Fentress Driscoll, the Democratic leader of the Florida House, says these lawmakers never created a system to find out who owes what.
We've been asking for a database. Just let people know whether or not they have fines and fees. Let them know how to pay for them. Let them know whether or not they are eligible to register to vote.
It's been years and the state doesn't have that database. And lately, some people have been paying a high price for that. Driscoll says things came to a head last year.
We all watched in horror as Governor DeSantis had 20 people or so arrested. He had returning citizens who believed that they had registered to vote in a valid way. He had them arrested.
These 20 individuals weren't eligible because they had been convicted of murder or sexual assault, which exempted them from getting their rights back, even if they paid their fines. But despite that, most of them were given voter registration cards. Local election officials said they were relying on the state to make sure voters were eligible. Abdila Skier with the ACLU of Florida says those arrests have since had a chilling effect on anyone with a past conviction.
People who may have questions around their eligibility don't want to take that risk. They do the mental calculus and they figure, I can either vote and risk getting arrested, or I can just not vote.
Skier says it is the state's responsibility to determine who can vote and who cannot. But Florida lawmakers have decided that it's up to voters. Lawmakers last week passed Senate Bill 7050 that adds this language to voter registration cards. Quote, this card is proof of registration, but is not legal verification of eligibility to vote.
It's almost like going into the DMV and getting a driver's license and then being told you can't drive.
That's Neil Voles with the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. His group has been pushing the state to create a database.
So this bill symbolizes an abandonment of responsibility by the state to do its job and actually fix our broken system.
Voles says lawmakers simply haven't made this issue a priority, even though Republicans and Democrats agree the murkiness around who can vote is a problem. Florida Secretary of State Cord Byrd, who was appointed by Governor Ron DeSantis, urged returning citizens to contact his office to determine their eligibility. But advocates say that process often takes months. Byrd also told lawmakers last month that he thinks a database is a good idea.
In my almost 1 year as secretary, I would love to see a statewide database. It is beyond my technical ability to explain how that works because you have many different entities, including the Department of Corrections, FDLE.
He says that also includes courts in Florida and county election offices. And Byrd says all this data would need to be housed and transferred, which is more complicated than it sounds because all these agencies store and code their data differently.
So I can envision a day that the state of Florida takes the lead and has a one centralized way that we can do this. But until that day comes, we have to continue to do it the way we're doing it.
And that means the responsibility will stay with voters. Lawmakers also recently gave more legal authority to a state prosecutor focused on charging people who vote illegally. So if voters are unsure whether they can vote, the stakes for getting it wrong are about to get higher. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.